content marketing, SEO, SEM, SMM, all these terrifying acronyms can be really overwhelming. So on this episode today, I'm going to be talking through these acronyms, what they actually mean, and some real life examples of how we have put all of these things to work in our business here at Formula Den. So join me, let's head on in. But first, if you're new here, I'm Jen Neal, owner of Formula Done and founder of the Content Activation Method. We help businesses get more traffic and leads online using the content they've already created. If any of those things sound interesting to you, make sure you check out some more of our videos. We have a whole bunch here and a whole bunch on our podcast, and you can dig through the whole playlist. All right, so let's get going, and we're going to be talking about all of these crazy, frustrating, annoying acronyms that, once you understand what they are, can even seem even more overwhelming sometimes because of all the technology stuff, right? So let's just dive in and demystify all of it so that you can get putting these things to work in your business as you should be. All right, so to really fully understand all of these terms and not get stuck in frustration, let's start with content marketing. This one seems pretty simple. It has a marketing term in it. We should know what it is, right? So I'm actually going to give you the definition from Content Marketing Institute of what content marketing is, because I figured if anybody was going to know, it would be them, right? All right, so Content Marketing Institute says that content marketing is a strategic marketing approach focused on creating and distributing valuable, relevant, and consistent content to attract and retain a clearly defined audience and ultimately to drive profitable customer action. So what that really means is we're using content to find cold traffic of people who would be interested in and relevant to our offer. And we're putting juicy little carrot bits of content out there, and we're saying, hey, isn't this awesome? And then if they like it, then we're like, oh, and I also have this, right? And we're ultimately moving them closer and closer to us. So that's really is we're just kind of leading with value first, which is totally a methodology that I can get behind and one that we use all the time as a foundation in our business. All right, so the next term, let's talk about SEO. SEO is search engine optimization. And really what that is a tactic that is used to get organic website traffic, like organic search traffic to your website. Now, this is a thing, okay, ready? Like high horse, pedestal, whatever you want to call it, here I go. So this is a thing that most digital marketers are like, SEO, that's for bloggers, that's not my thing. So this one is super, super important and one that not a lot of marketers are engaging, which means that there's actually a chance you can rank for a lot of the terms that you're after because there's not a lot of other people out there doing it, right? So SEO is this very, like, it can be this huge, convoluted, overwhelming, frustrating thing. Really what it means is that you're just optimizing that content, and then you're making it so that it includes the terms that people are looking for so that they end up finding your website. That's really what we're talking about. All right, next term up is SEM. That is search engine marketing. And so what search engine marketing is so Google is a search engine. YouTube is a search engine. TikTok, like there's a whole bunch of search engines, right? The biggest one that we think of is Google. And that's where most people go. So just like SEO, search engine optimization, what we're trying to do is get that free traffic, right? So search engine marketing includes both the free traffic as well as paid traffic. So there are ads, as I'm sure you've seen, anytime you search something, a lot of times there'll be that little ad that pops up or something that says like sponsored content, right? So it shows up in the search results and it puts you up towards the top and so that you can get more traffic coming to you. Now, throw another acronym in there, IMO. In my opinion, the sponsored ads used to be this thing that you would avoid. At least me. Maybe this is just my story. But when I typed something into Google and I went searching, sponsored ads came up as I was like, I don't want to click on that. Like I want the organic stuff, right? But now things have come so far that really I click on the sponsored ads all the time because I know that there are people who are like, hey, I've got this really awesome content and I want to make sure that it gets seen by people. And so they're not as big of a like hazard for me. So a lot of times I will click on those, and it's a great way to inexpensively get additional traffic to your website as long as you have that optimized content as part of your content marketing strategy. Okay, so let's talk about the next term is SMM, and this is social media marketing. So this is marketing that targets social platforms like Facebook, Instagram, TikTok for brand promotion, target audience growth, driving website traffic, and increasing sales. This is what most of you guys are doing naturally and don't even realize it. So this is using the social platforms with the posts and all of the natural content that you guys are doing, trying to drive traffic anyway, as well as the paid boosted posts, any paid campaigns that you're doing with TikTok, with Facebook, like any of those ones that are happening on social platforms, that's social media marketing, right? So SMM, social media marketing, we know what that is. We're getting organic and paid traffic from social platforms. SEM, search engine marketing, that includes both free and paid traffic. SEO is search engine optimization, that is optimizing your content to try to get organic traffic, like organic search traffic, to your website. That's the free stuff. We like free traffic, right? And then content marketing is a strategy involving using really great value-based content first. Okay. Demystified, all those acronyms can be very, very simplified right there, right? All right, so before I continue, I am very curious, out in the comments below, how many of you guys are actually using any of these tactics, which ones, and how effective? Like, just drop a, yeah, I'm using all of them. I just mostly focus on social media marketing. Like, I'm curious to see kind of what you guys are doing out there, because I'm hoping to change your minds a little bit. Okay, let's keep going. So now that we understand what all of these terms mean, how do they actually fit into our business, and what does it look like when you're combining them? So I'm gonna walk through the benefits of kind of combining each of these things two at a time until you can kind of see how that all fits into your total big picture, right? So first of all, we're gonna talk about the benefits of combining SEO and content marketing. So what we're gonna do here is when you are creating new content, you know, okay, I want to do content around this, right? So then you're just going to add a keyword optimization step into there. So keyword optimization, that's SEO. We're going to say, okay, if I'm going to be talking about this topic anyway, then how do I make sure that I'm using the same terms that people are searching for when they're trying to find information about this topic, right? So you add a little bit of keyword research in, and you make sure that you are including keywords into the content that you're creating. That's all you're going to need to do, because then as part of your content marketing strategy, you're going to take this content and you're going to repurpose it and you're going to use it on all these other things. So if you are looking at old content, so you can actually go back and optimize old content. This means anything posted on your website. This means YouTube videos. You can go back and optimize all the descriptions. You can even go back and optimize the posts and add in captions and things like that on videos that you've done on social media, right? So yeah, you can go back and optimize that old content, which means you're gonna reverse engineer these keywords. You're gonna say, what was it that I was talking about? Now, what are keywords that I can line up or like add into to make that content relevant to what the keywords were? So it just becomes a matter of reverse engineering that path, and then you optimize to include those, right? Doesn't seem that difficult. It's not, I promise. You guys can do this. All right, so let's move on to content marketing and social media marketing. So this is where most of you guys are automatically already doing things, right? You can take what you have already been doing and utilize this, right? So take some of those keywords, make sure you optimize your social media profiles, because social media profiles are included in Google search results. Now, speaking of Google search results, you guys have probably heard me talk about this if you've heard any of my other videos, but here's what most marketers do. I'm back on my pedestal. It's just gonna happen. So most marketers are like, okay, I'm just gonna show up on social media, and I may even run some paid ads on Facebook, right? So you do all of these posts, and all of your posts lead to your website or straight to your sales page or your opt-in page or whatever. And you even set up ads, right? Ads that go straight to a sales page or straight to an opt-in page or something. So what you're doing is you're training both the social platforms and anybody who engages with your content that anytime they click, they're going to be sold to. And so who wants to follow that, right? We're on social media to have fun and engage and be entertained. So that's why there's only a 1% conversion. I'm totally going off script here and on a tangent. So I apologize in advance, but this is important. So, so I'm only kind of apologizing, I guess. All right. So how many times have you seen something on Facebook or on Instagram and you're like, that looks very interesting, but I don't want to click on it because they're going to sell me because they've already been trained. They know that, right? And I don't want to get stuck in their whatever. A lot of people don't know to call it a funnel, like their loop. I mean, when you go click on something, you get followed around by all these ads, right? If you didn't want to get stuck in their marketing trap, then what else do? Well, you go Google it. You're going to like, okay, this is interesting. I don't want to learn more. So you're going to go like, I call it backdoor research. You're going to go check out backdoor research. Now, if the business, product, whatever did not come up in your Google research, chances are you're going to find their competition. And if you're interested enough, you could go straight to the competition. So what does that mean? It means that all of the work that you just did on social media and paying for those ads and all of that, you just literally gave the business to your competition. So that's why content marketing and SEO is so important. That's also why SEO and SEM are very important, because all that work that you're doing on your social profiles is your social profiles are actually going to show up in your Google searches. So make sure that your profiles are optimized with keywords that talk about what it is that you do, right? Twitter posts, YouTube, those things are all going to show up on Google searches as well. So you're going to want to make sure that those posts are also highly optimized. Got it? Okay. Paying attention also on social media marketing is also the paid traffic. So that absolutely works. But what I'm going to say, and this is part of our content activation strategy, is like, don't just send traffic to your website, to your opt-in, to your sales page. Instead, you're going to send traffic to an article, going back to that content marketing and that SEO optimization, right? You've created awesome, valuable information. That's a good read. That's a good video. That's a good article. And I don't care. You can call it a blog. You can make it an advertorial. You can make it an e-zine, like whatever you want to call it. It's still that you're leading with great information first. So if you are sending your posts to that great information, then you're training people that are like, hey, I give value first, right? You're also training the social platforms that people like to come through and click through to your stuff, and you're not trying to steal them by capturing their information right away. So it's a lot cheaper. So paid traffic you can send to that valuable content makes total sense, right? That is a perfect way to take advantage of SMM, the social media marketing, right? And combining that with SEO, search engine optimization, so that you are getting that free traffic. When people go back to research you, they're finding you anyway. Totally makes sense, right? So we're gonna move on to SEO and SEM. SEO is a long tail game. So that's our search engine optimization. That is relying on just the free traffic, right? Totally works. And in fact, you guys, like, I love to throw this stat out. Literally, bloggers get traffic to their websites for fractions of a penny. I mean, we're excited when we get some from Facebook ads and it cost us like less than $15, right? Fraction of a penny. That's because they've mastered SEO. They've mastered that free traffic game. Now, I'm not saying that you have to compete on the same level as bloggers, but what you do want to do is start that game, because it's a cumulative game. SEO will continue to work for you and grow with you even when you're not putting money or effort into it, right? So as long as you're keeping these things updated, even once a year, you will continue to capture that free traffic of people who are searching for things. So SEO, you're going to expect, you know, probably within 6 to 12 months, you'll really start to see that your organic free traffic to your site is totally picking up. But no digital marketers want to invest in SEO and something that you're not going to see results from for 6 to 12 months. So that's where search engine marketing, SEM, comes from, right? So what that does is if you're paying to be one of those sponsored ones that shows up at the top when people are searching for stuff, that boosts your SEO game. So with a small amount of money and those Google ads, you can actually start seeing results right away from all of your marketing efforts, all that SEO optimization that you've done. So combining SEO and SEM together makes a huge, huge difference. And remember, we're already combining that with your social media marketing, right? Your SMM. So all of those things totally work together. So what this does is this is outlining basically our content activation system, which is sort of this perfect trifecta. We've got SEO, which I know for marketers, like it's basically a blog is a four-letter word, right? But what we're doing is you're combining that free traffic that's going to grow and grow and grow, right? Then you're using search engine marketing, SEM, and you're using that to help boost your results immediately. And then on top of that, you're optimizing. So you're also doing your social media marketing, SMM, right? So you've got your social profiles optimized. You're consistently posting and showing up. So you have a recognizable, trustworthy brand because you're on the social channels and you're not just selling them or hitting them over the head with like, opt in, go buy this, right? You're giving amazing information first, content marketing, right? So all of these things actually kind of work together. We've included some links here. There's plenty of awesome things you can go look at the debates of like SEO versus SEM, SEO versus SMM, and like all of the verses. But the thing is, it doesn't have to be either or. You know, SEO is a tool, a tactic that helps you optimize that traffic so that you can get SEM, search engine marketing, right? So you want to have your marketing include both free traffic and paid traffic. And we want to have our social media marketing, SMM, include content marketing. So we're giving value first, right? And then we're also paying for some traffic there. All of those things work together. And I tell you what, you guys, nobody published this and I'm still working on getting complete algorithm proofs, but here's the trends that I've seen. If you are doing all of these things together, they actually support each other and help boost basically the performance of the other. When you're doing them together, they help raise the level of everything together. So if you take anything away from this, please start looking at your content marketing strategy in optimizing that for SEO, because all of the things that you do now, 6 months, a year, 2 years from now, that will be traffic that continues to come to you. And what that means is that your paid level of support can just continue to go down and down because you are grabbing so much more of that free traffic. That sounds amazing, right? Free traffic. Yay! That's what we want. All right. I can't wait to hear how you guys are all about this. And if you want to learn any more about content activation, check out some of our other videos. You can go to our website, formuladone.com. We have some other great resources there. And if you're curious about how this can work for your business, check out our website, Formula Done. You can book a chat, book a call, anything like that. Shoot us some questions. Happy to help. And I really just want to see us stop giving all of our profits away in really, really poorly done Facebook ads. So let's get out there and change the way we market, right? Let's do this. I know you got it.